Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune to the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. We want this to be a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. We want it to be a time of conviction for the lost. We want it to be a time of blessing for those that are saved. We want to worship in Jesus' name. Let's gather together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. And I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for the opportunity of sharing with you. And if it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone and invite them to tune in, and then be ready to take down some contact information toward the end of the broadcast today. Well, by the time this service is over, we want to know that we have been in the presence of the Lord. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Isaiah 26:3. He says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Isn't it wonderful to have peace, peace, wonderful peace? And here we have perfect peace. If we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, if we put our trust in Him. All right, let's get the melodies of praise hymnal. And we're going to turn today to page 288. Sing along with us on a great favorite, "The Old Account Was Settled." Many of you know this. Sing with us. There was a time on earth when in the books of heaven an old account was standing. For sins yet unforgiven, my name was at the top, and many things below. I went unto the keeper and settled long ago. The old account was large and growing every day, for I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I said that I would settle. I settled long ago, long ago, long ago.
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago.
Hallelujah.
And the record's clear today, for He washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago, when at the judgment bar I stand before my King, and He the book will open, He cannot find a thing. Then will my heart be glad, while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled, and settled long ago. When in that happy home, my Savior's home above, I'll sing redemption's story and praise Him for His love. I'll not forget that book with pages white as snow, because I came and settled long ago. Oh, sinners, seek the Lord, repent.
forgiven of all your sin. For thus he hath commanded, if you would enter in, and then if you should live 100 years below, up there you'll not regret it. You settled long ago, long ago.
Down on my knees,
long ago,
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago.
Hallelujah.
And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago.
Well, the sooner you get the debt settled, the less interest there is to pay. When the debt stops, the interest stops. Praise the Lord. You get the receipt back marked paid in full. And, of course, the Lord came to pay our debt in full. We're going to pray today. We're going to go to the precious promise to begin with from Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Praise the Lord. We often sing that chorus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Since we are going to a strong tower to pray, and since we have perfect peace, if our mind is stayed on Him, like we've said, let's enter into the throne room and approach the throne of God boldly. You present your needs to the Lord. Let's pray most of all that the Lord will save some soul today and speak to some heart. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for that perfect peace, and we thank you for that strong tower. We have a place to go to. The righteous run to that strong tower and are safe. Thank you, Lord, for that safety, and thank you for that security. We give you praise today for being a wonderful Savior. And Lord, we thank you that you're still saving lost souls. You're rescuing the perishing, and you're caring for the dying. We thank you today, Lord, because we know you and you know us. And we thank you today, Lord, because we have a great fellowship with you. And we pray for those that are unsaved today, that you'll speak to their heart. And may today be the day, Lord, that someone repents of his or her sin. May today be the day, Lord, that someone finds that perfect peace and they find that strong tower to run to. They realize, Lord, that they've sinned, come short of the glory of God. But they also realize, Lord, you're standing there ready to forgive them and cleanse them and enter their heart when they repent of their sins and are sorry for what they've done. Have your way in our hearts and lives. Bless each one today. Meet every need. Touch the sick and shut in. I pray, Lord, for other needs today, too many, too numerous on this broadcast. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Sing it one more time, Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Teach me, Lord, to Like I told you, we'll have some contact information for you at the end of the broadcast. So if you will, be ready to take it down, and please let us know that you listen. Here's one entitled, There'll Be a Payday. Down here, my steps grow weary, and the road gets rough and long. Sometimes I feel I'm all alone, yet I still carry on, for a brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of the road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures as they search for earthly gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in vain. For I'm laying up my treasures, and I'm working my way home, where there's a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of the road. When I stroll down the street of your home, compare, put on a long white robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we'll sing that again in just a moment. But our ministry is a work of faith. It's listener supported, and we don't have any way to stay here except you and the Lord speaking to your heart. So after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. You can call or text 618-214-1410. You can send a check or money order, song or prayer request to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois 62864. And then our website is available, www.pentecostalradio.org. You hear the broadcast anytime by clicking Listen Online, and you can contribute with your debit or credit card. Just click the Donate button on the front page. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Be a payday at the end of life's road. When I stroll down the streets of